Morning, birds. Another cold one. Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. I said we were going to get some food for y'all. Some bird seed. Something special. I'm sitting there looking at all kinds of stuff on the internet. We're going to order something today. Yeah. So just hang on. All right. If you don't get that done, I'll just come out and fling a handful of panko crumbs out there and hope for the best. Supremes, and that is Mary Wilson and Diana Ross and Florence Ballard. Mary Wilson passed away. She did. She was 76. Wow. Motown Records founder Berry Gordy had a statement. We'll share some Supremes music with you this morning. In fact, you can hear Diana Ross talking about Mary and that particular record there. I had an opportunity to talk to her years ago on the radio, just a little bit. A very gracious lady. So we'll conclude her career and say some stuff about her on the show this morning, where it is 4 after the hour. It's Pirate Radio from Chicago. It's Gary Lee Wright. A lot of nothing in the news here. We'll hit some of the big nothing. This is pretty significant there. Dateline Wuhan, China. The virus that causes COVID-19 most likely jumped from one animal to another before entering the human population. It's highly unlikely to have leaked from a laboratory. This is a statement from the World Health Organization, an investigative team that said at a news conference in Wuhan, in laying out the possibilities for the origin of the pandemic, the WHO said that it was also possible that it may have been transmitted to humans through frozen food That's a new one. Theory heavily promoted by Beijing. Team said the most likely scenario was one in which the virus spilled over naturally from animal into humans, such as from a bat to a small. Have you ever seen a bat to a small mammal, and then infected a person? So, monitoring that. Do I recall back the plague? Way back when in Europe, that almost wiped out the world. Wasn't that carried by fleas? I think it was. So, all right. Speaking of plagues, the impeachment's on again. It is. I know it's that TV show that it just won't go away here. I think you know what's going on. They're gonna start it again today. This is like rerunning. If you were a Kansas City Chiefs fan. It's like running the Super Bowl again, right? You already lost. Anyway, you can go through all this for yourself here. New York Times has a step-by-step guide to the second impeachment. Their headlines include, first up, at the impeachment, can a former president stand trial? You know, the thing that kills me about this, I just don't have any legal background at all. I'm a college dropout. But I keep seeing everyone says this or that. Legal scholars say this or that. I can tell you that this is all unprecedented. We just never did this before, so we'll see what's going on there. A phone call, don't forget about this one, in which former President Trump asked an official to find votes. It's under scrutiny in Georgia. I don't know. He's a slippery guy. You know, he's just a slippery guy, and that's all there is to it. So, anyway, all right, around the world this morning. Let's see, I got a tweet. Okay, this leads us to something here. It looks like they are going to test all new UK arrivals in the United Kingdom. They're going to be tested twice for the COVID. This is according to their health secretary over there, Matt Hancock. And, geez, as I scroll down, I thought this woman went away. As I'm scrolling down the Twitter feed at the moment here. Good Morning Britain. There's a show called Good Morning Britain. They had an interview with Sarah Palin. Oh, boy, and I understand there was a clash. So they had her on to talk about the impeachment trial. So I don't know what to make of that. What do we know? We know that Trump told everybody there was going to be a big confab on January 6th, come on down. And we know that he told people there was going to be something up. We know that his followers were showing each other's pictures of their ammunition. We know that he did nothing for 6 hours. And at the end of all that, we know that they almost successfully overthrew the government, a coup d'etat. We know all of that. And my understanding is that the impeachment managers for the Democrats it's going to be like a greatest hits of CNN, where they'll show all this stuff and they'll show, the ramp up and the speeches and all that. My point is anybody who has an opinion about this, and who doesn't at this point have an opinion about it, is there anybody that is going to be convinced of something different at this point? I think that's pretty unlikely. Do I think that we shouldn't do this impeachment? You know what? I don't want to be Mitch McConnell and say, you know what, if you don't have the votes, bring it to the floor. I think we got to do something here. I would agree with that. I just don't want to make it, I don't want at the end of this, and it's almost certainly not going to be passed in the Senate. They need 60, I think it's, what is two-thirds of the Senate? 68 votes, 67 votes, something like that. Will that then give the Republicans a chance to say, see, he was found innocent twice? Well, they will. So as long as we know that, I think that's what we're going to be dealing with. So, all right, what else? Valentine's Day is coming up. I'll put that on my list of stuff here. All right. Mary Wilson. Let's say something about her. She died suddenly yesterday at her home in Henderson, Nevada. It was Mary Wilson, Florence Ballard, and Diana Ross. They originated as a band called, I think it was called the, I gotta find this, I think it was called the Smilettes. Something weird from there. Let me find this here. I'm digging through. Barry Gordy, God bless him, is still alive. I did not know that. The man behind Motown. The Primettes, I'm sorry, the Primettes was the original name of the Supremes. I'm quoting Mary here. It was 1961 January, and we were the Primettes. They weren't the Supremes yet. She said we were about 15 and a half. So they're hanging out at Motown, just hanging out. And somebody comes out one day and says, these girls are hand, come on in. We need to have some background hand claps. And that is how, that's how the Supremes got into Motown. That's how it happened. Clear memory of that as a single, those little tiny records that went at 78 RPM at a Christmas time long ago. So yeah, we'll say something about Supremes and Mary Wilson today on Pirate Radio from Chicago. It's 14 after the hour. Lots of distractions here, thanks to Sparks. Well, like what? How about today's National Pizza Day? Yeah. Can't go wrong with pizza. Huh? Do you eat cold pizza for breakfast? Or do you warm it up? Anyway, you probably haven't had any yet. Today is National Pizza Day. Well, whether it's thin crust, Chicago style, deep dish, or anything in between, pizza is an American favorite. Here's some stuff about pizza. Pepperoni, most popular pizza. Topping. 36% of all pies ordered. We're like in an era of, it's not metadata, it's meta food. Over 3 billion pizzas are sold in the U.S. each year. Another 1 billion on frozen pizzas. How about this? 17% of all U.S. restaurants are pizzerias. Yeah. Antica Pizzeria, the first pizzeria, opened in Naples, Italy in 1738. Yikes. And Gennaro Lombardi, the first pizzeria in the United States, opened in 1895 in New York. They probably had calzones along with a pizza. And how, get this, Americans consume, an average of 23 pounds of pizza per person per year. Goodness. More? Let's go see if the deep dish is done. Here we are.
I'm in love.
What are you doing?
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
Okay.
Believe it or not, pizza has been around since the 6th century BC. Historians recorded that Persian soldiers used to bake flatbreads on their shields and cover them with cheese. In Pompeii, amidst the ashes, there is evidence of the popularity of the flat pizza pie. Even Virgil of the Aeneid wrote about these cakes of flour. If you ask me, Italy has had a long time to perfect the recipe. It only got better with the introduction of tomato from Peru in the 16th century. In the 1800s, what we know as modern pizza, with dough, tomato sauce, and mozzarella cheese, was invented by a man named Raffaele Esposito, who owned a bakery in Naples. He called it a pizza margherita, after the Queen of Italy. Pizza was introduced to the Americas about a century later through a small pizzeria in New York City. However, popularity didn't catch on until after World War II, when soldiers stationed in Italy developed a taste for pizza. Regions of the United States went on to develop the tomato pie based on regional tastes. There is a thin crust New York style pizza, deep dish Chicago, Neapolitan wood oven, thick crust Sicilian, and the list goes on and on. Today, Americans consume approximately 100 acres of pizza per day. That's 3 billion pizzas per year. Pizza is a $30 billion industry, with pizzerias composing 15 to 17% of all restaurants. In other parts of the world, pizza is loved just as much, but depending on where you are, you might find different toppings. In Japan, you might open the box to find squid ink sauce, hard-boiled eggs, mayonnaise, sweet corn, potatoes, and various seafood toppings. In India, you can find Pizza Hut and Domino's, but along with the usual toppings, they offer pickled ginger, minced mutton, and tofu. In Costa Rica, a favorite is coconut. One thing is for sure, after its years of development in different regions across the world, no pizza pie is exactly the same.
You folks want another picture? I think we should have dumped out of that after the squid ink. The possible topping. Oh my goodness. I cooked pizzas. I did. My job in college before I dropped out. I looked this word up. I was a pizzaolo. P-I-Z-Z-A-O-L-O. So, I did. What's the worst pizza in America? Eeny, meeny, miny, meeny, meeny, meeny.
I've got a taste for pizza at Pizza Hut. And pizza made with cheese. Dripping with that wonderful please. I can hardly wait to taste that.
There's only one place you can get a pan pizza this good. Your hometown Pizza Hut restaurant. Home of pan pizza.
No. Or at my house. Or...
Annoyed hates hot quality pizza. He loves to make your hot pizza ice cold. Call Domino's Pizza and avoid the Annoyed. We keep the cold out and all this quality in. So when you want quality pizza, hot and delicious, Domino's Pizza delivers. One call does it all.
You know, to be honest, I'm waiting for Lou Malnati's to open up today. I am. That's the Black Keys and a song called Lonely Boy. From Pirate Radio in Chicago, where it is 23 after the hour. It's Tuesday. This is the 9th of February. And you said, yeah, I wish we could get through to these people and say something to them. Well, you could. You could. We have a toll-free voicemail. It's 844-220-3300. We have an email. This is an easy one to remember. Radio Anything. Send us anything to radioanything@gmail.com. And we could play Twitter. You want to? We have a new Twitter account. It's at Pirate Chicago, as in Pirate Radio from Chicago, at Pirate Chicago. So let's stir something up. You want to? All right. You know, there's some warnings and I'm just, what the word is, shocked that I remember things. And as we revisit some of the things of my youth and our common civilization, some of the things that happened long before maybe you were born, they pop up again. So today, let's see here, we go back to, I think we're going back to 1964. We are? Jeez. Let's see here. I don't want to tell you how old I was, but I was about to become a teenager. And I was sitting in the living room of my house in bucolic Chesterton, Indiana, watching the Ed Sullivan Show with my parents. You ready? Ed, come on! Ed!
Introducing the Beatles again, may I point out that they'll be on our show, as I told our audience, for the next two Sundays. Next Sunday from Deauville Hotel in the Miami Beach show, starring Hollywood's exciting Missy Gaynor. But ladies and gentlemen, once again...
Well, she was just 17, you know what I mean. And the way she looked was way beyond compare.
Those teenage girls went nuts. They did. That's from 1964, the first appearance of the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show. 73.7 million people watched that on TV all at the same time. We were not able to DVR it or anything like that. We're all there. I wonder if my sister's listening. I think she was also in the room. My dad really liked the Beatles. He called them faggots. Sorry, that was the first time I ever heard that word. I'm not even sure what that meant then, but, you know, the long hair. So, anyway, Beatles from a long time ago. Got me thinking, you know, how generations sort of either get it together or not. With all due respect, my parents' generation, they got everything wrong. They missed the music. They were wrong about politics. They missed the Vietnam War. They were slow out of the gate on the civil rights movement. All of that stuff. Yeah, so, I don't know. I hope that people, I hope that at my age, we're a little more open to someone's perspective on what's happening. Yeah. What would that be? All right, I'll give it a spin here. Billie Eilish? Yeah, let's do it. Kind of sneaks up on you here.
My Lucifer is lonely. Standing there, killing time. Can't commit to anything but a crime. Leaders on vacation. An open invitation. Animals, evidence. Pearly gates look more like a picket fence. Once you get inside them. Got friends but can't invite them. Hills burn in California. My turn to ignore ya. Don't say I didn't warn ya. The good girls go to hell. Cause even God herself has enemies. And once the water starts to rise and heaven's out of sight, she'll want the devil on her team. My Lucifer is lonely. Look at you, needing me. You know I'm not your friend without some greenery. Walking wearing feathers. Peter should know better. Your cover-up is caving in. Man is such a fool, why are we saving him? Poisoning themselves now. Begging for our help, wow. Hills burn in California. My turn to ignore ya. Don't say I didn't warn ya. The good girls go to hell. Cause even God herself has enemies. And once the water starts to rise and heaven's out of sight, she'll want the devil on her team. My Lucifer is lonely.
I cannot do this, snowflake.
It's Billie Eilish from her most recent album. I think that's her most recent. It's 32 after the hour. It's Pirate Radio from Chicago. It's Gary Lee Wright. We have a cold morning here in Chicago, but we will try to warm it up with our good charm. If I could just work something up like a good charm. I'll tell you what, we will do the thing with the birds. I'm going to call up and we'll order some bird food here. We want them to continue chirping here as we go through the winter here. So anyway, what else is cooking? You know, I had some notes. Aaron will be on again tomorrow. Aaron Mittens, our our news baron. I forgot to ask him. This is at the top of the thing here. Yeah, his headline, Elon Musk says that a Neuralink monkey can play video games with its mind. Yeah, that you said you could too? All right, well, Elon Musk can. We're going to get a scoop on that and some other stuff. So join us. That coming up tomorrow, along with all kinds of stuff. I also want to hit should we take a second? This was just really interesting. Always trying to catch up, I think, here to some extent. There's just a lot of stuff happening. I was going to say there's a lot of stuff happening on the present day. Unfortunately, there's not enough good stuff happening on the present day, so we look at things from yesteryear. Anyway, I saw this yesterday in the category Odd Stuff. Yesterday was February the 8th, and it was the anniversary of an earthquake in... Where? London. London? Yeah, climate change is one of the world's major concerns, of course. And it was on this day for the citizens of London. It was hot on a midwinter day, February the 8th, 1750. The capital was shaken by an earthquake, causing chimney pots to crash down into the street and at least one building to collapse. I'm picturing Scrooge, that era stuff throwing down there. All right. Absolute nonsense, insisted Thomas Sherlock, who was the Bishop of London. There had been no earthquake anywhere else in England, and he was convinced, get this, that the quakes had been immediately directed against the sinful city of London. Why would the Lord do that? Because there had just been a book. You either know what this is or you don't. It's called The Memoirs of Fanny Hill. It was a piece of Victorian pornography that I probably looked at probably about the time that the Beatles were on Ed Sullivan. Anyway, it's pretty mild by today's standards, but according to the Bishop of London, he said, this vile book, the lewdest thing I ever saw. The book was full of unnatural lewdness, according to the Bishop. I thought there was a lot of natural lewdness in it when I remember seeing it. Anyway, the guy that wrote it was named John Cleland. He was a well-educated man who'd been in prison for debt, and he'd hoped to change his financial fortune by settling down the imaginative but lurid tale of Fanny Hill, entitled Memoirs of a Woman of Pleasure. I'm sure you can get that on Amazon.com, and I'm absolutely not recommending that you do that anyway. So they had this piece of Victorian pornography come out, and... And then there was an earthquake in London. Ironically, the book failed to achieve the financial independence that Cleland sought. The publishers had made thousands of pounds from it, paid the author only £20 for the copyright. Wow, he checked out in 1789. Dial in poverty. How about that? That's another. No, I did not know that. I always thought John Cleland took his dirty book profits and rode into the sunset. No, he died in poverty. But the Fanny Hill is a perennial bestseller even to this day. So, yeah. I should bring that in and read the whole thing in an accent. Huh? You think? No? All right, no, okay.
I'm so in love.
all happened there. It's a Blondie. And a little bit of French in there and lots of English and God knows what else. It's 21 before the hour. It's Pirate Radio from Chicago on a chilly Tuesday morning here. And, well, you know, I was mentioning all these things happening around the world. We had not a completely successful visit with our friend Johan Els last week from New Zealand, who has posted on his website, and I have not heard it yet, but I think the difference is when we had him on, we couldn't hear him. So that, I mean, you heard me, but that wasn't really the point of the interview. So anyway, I'm gonna make sure that that's audible, and it undoubtedly is, and we'll pull that up maybe tomorrow. We'll have him on. I noticed, and I could have asked him. Maybe we'll ask him next time. There's a big news story on how New Zealand, which is now suffering from tourism being down, is trying to do something different. So they have an ad that is a, I haven't seen this, it's supposedly an ad that went viral by a guy who's kind of making fun of tourism spots. Anyway, we'll look for that. That's a spot by Tourism New Zealand. Anyway, I want to go. Let's do it. Let's get out of here at some point. So let's, should we do a little vicarious thing? Let me smooth my, sorry, bring my microphone here. So, yeah, we were, you know, our first guests and our perennial supporters on this program are the birds who live back of the studio here. I remember the first morning that I came out, the very first morning, and I thought, wow, what are we going to do here? So on a whim, I just opened the window and shoved a microphone out there, and we had a beautiful sound. There it is. Bring them on. Hey, birds. Yeah. All right. So anyway, we've gone through a lot with the birds. They've kept us... just, you know, present, kept me thinking. But because it got so cold up here, I was really worried that they were going to be able to live. And we had more than one bird expert on, and I was told, you know, get them a feeder of some sort. So, all right, I thought I would try to do this on the air here. So I just, I got to stop saying Googled. I did an internet search for bird seed. Because, you know, it's not a, I don't know, we made it a generic. I Googled birdseed. I could have done a duck, duck, go, right? What were the past tense of that? Did you Google it? No, I duck, duck, went. All right, birdseed. Okay, how about this? I'm going to pull up birdseed 101. It's, you know, whenever I do anything these days on the internet, I'm trying to figure out what is the ad and what is the real. Let's see here. Oh, the birds are into it. You listen to me, birds? Okay. We've got, jeez. Oh, man, this has got possibilities. The live bird feeder cam. I keep mentioning we're going to try to do some video support of the show here. Ooh, I could get that going right now. We could shove a camera out there and, all right, we get the bird being fed. All right, this is very interesting. I'm going to keep that under advisement. Okay. See here. All right, here's best types of wild bird seed. Well, this is the thing though. Here you got, all right. You got software and hardware here. You have heated pedestal baths. This looks good, man. I just put my foot in that. That's going to be good. The heated ground bath. These are bird baths. You know, I'm not dealing with the bird's hygiene. I'm trying to figure out how to feed them here. Okay. All right. And it reminds me here, birds need water in winter. All right. Honest to God, I'm going to take some time and actually not do a... I'm going to not do this as a stunt. I'm actually going to try to do something good for the birds. So we got to make sure the bird, they get water. Well, it's 5 degrees out. I guess that's the idea with a heated bird bath. Okay. All right, and then we go to, let's see here. Ooh, binoculars. Oh, I have binoculars. Okay, that'll be good. All right, now here we go. The black oil sunflower seed. That is considered the number one choice to feed and attract the greatest variety of birds to your feeders. Black oil sunflower seed. It's... I want to read this like, you know, like a wine list. Rich in oil. Black oil sunflower seeds give birds the energy they need to live. The thin shell makes it an easy bird seed to open, even for the smaller birds. Well, I think that's good. I don't want the big bully birds picking on the little birds here. So you can get, let's see here. This food could be in a hopper style feeder. I think I get that. A squirrel proof tube type. I hadn't thought of that. Where is my pencil? We got to make it squirrel proof. Okay. I think this is good. Oh, wait a minute. There's more. This is why I can't shop. The hulled sunflower seed. This type, it's the same as above, except that the shell has been removed because it's more expensive. You put this in a squirrel-proof type feeder. All right, so I'm going to... Come on, hang on. I'm trying to do the right thing here, but now I got to shell the seeds for the birds? No. Oh. I just had a flashback that I was unintentionally starring in Dr. Doolittle.
Thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feel so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I've been there before. But you bright enough for me all of my days. With a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. Thank you, baby. Sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa, yeah. Thank you, baby.
James Taylor, Marvin Gaye song. Spark says we're skipping a little bit on the feed. I don't know if that's happening where you are. Internet radio is an inexact science, and we are doing our very best. So thanks for your patience. If you have trouble getting the signal anytime, day or night, we're live in the morning here, but we do rebroadcast it during the day. And you should be getting it clearly all day long. It's bleat.network. And if you're not, then drop me a note and say it was not doing its thing properly at such and such a time. Okay, all right, we'll see what we can do. And you just never know, you know. Sometimes you just got to, I'll give you a try rebooting everything. Reboot your world there. Anyway, hopefully we'll get that under control here. So I just looked at, and there's no commercial angle here. I looked at PetSmart. See, this is an interesting thing this morning. I was going to do this, and it's all contingent, for example, on who is open. PetSmart was open at 9, so I looked at that here. I want to just look to see what I can do here. Boy, they got a lot of stuff happening at PetSmart. I keep saying I should have a dog or a cat here. Boy, you can do everything. Now I'm lost in the funhouse. I have a map. I have a map of every PetSmart on the globe. Just appeared. I'm going to go to the website here. What was the thing we were trying to get? The sunflower seeds here. Okay. All right. Well, now these people even deliver here. You know what? I don't know why I just can't call them up here. Let's just do that.
Thank you for calling your neighborhood PetSmart.
All right.
Please listen carefully as our options have changed.
Okay.
At PetSmart, we remain committed to taking care of your pet's needs during these uncertain times. If you have made a purchase on PetSmart.com and have arrived for curbside pickup, press 3.
Okay.
Don't forget, you can book your pet's grooming appointment online or on the PetSmart app.
Yeah. Okay.
If requesting a stock check, we are unable to complete your request.
Huh.
For hours and location, press 1.
I know the hour and the location.
To make a grooming appointment or request curbside service in the salon, press 2.
For
curbside pickup of an online order, press 3.
I want to pull up curbside and have
you... For fish, bird, small animal, and reptile information, press 5.
Oh, man. I want to be groomed.
For general store information and questions, press 0 or stay on the line.
Let's see if I get anybody.
To repeat these options, press pound.
I was really going to try to buy some seed here. So stay on the line here. All right. Here we go.
Hello, thank you for calling PetSmart, Andersonville.
Hi, PetSmart, it's Gary Lee Wright from the radio. I just want to see if you guys are open. You're open now?
Oh, we are. Yeah, we are open. Uh-huh.
You have bird seed, it says here on your website. Do you know anything about bird seed yourself?
I know a couple things. Are you looking for a specific type of bird seed?
Well, you know, I just have some birds that I like to attract, you know, are in the backyard here.
So you want wild bird seed?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so unfortunately we don't carry that at this store since we're a micro store.
Yeah.
So you would have to call a bigger store. So maybe the Evanston location on Oakton, or
okay.
You could call the Elston location, which I think is in Lincoln Park or Logan Square.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the for the wild bird seed. So you've got the birds in cages. That's the
feed. Yes, we have like parakeet ones. We got lovebird and canary, but we do not have wild bird seed.
Okay, my birds are wild.
Yeah, you would need wild bird seed,
right.
So we don't have it here. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Have a good day today.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Oh man, I can see that this was a really, 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 really good idea. Let me think here. Oh, now I have a little bit of a, little bit of a thing that happened on my board here. We're gonna have to figure out some way for me to talk and continue to operate the equipment. All right, there it is. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna make a note. So okay, it's gotta be wild bird seeds. It's not. Hey, we don't got no parakeets here. Come on, you know. Mary Wilson and the Supremes here. That's it. It's the end of our program for today. Join us tomorrow, would you please? I don't know what we're going to do, but it'll be something interesting. You could hear me and Sparks at a PetSmart shelling sunflower seeds for wild birds. You just never know. Have a good day today.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself.